Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
He's done a hell of a job. And, both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The $1 trillion plus bipartisan infrastructure bill passed in the Senate Tuesday. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Senate passed the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill Tuesday by a 69-30 vote, 19 Republicans joining all Democrats in sending the bill to the House. Senator Josh Hawley says he can't believe any Republican senator could vote for the bill. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the infrastructure package was actually a radical piece of legislation that will cost trillions in pork barrel spending.
I'm disappointed that anybody would support this bill. You said it exactly right. This isn't an infrastructure bill. This is a radical left woke politics bill that has stuff like gender identity mandates in it, the radical equity agenda, the Green New Deal. That's all in this bill. And by the way, it's going to cost trillions of dollars pork barrel spending. There's stuff like bridges and highways in Canada in this bill. We ought to be building highways and bridges in the United States, not in foreign countries. This is a bad bill, and that's why I voted no.
USA Radio News.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom has allowed the release of a murderer who served 40 years in prison for the murder of a developmentally disabled Fresno, California man who was buried alive. 58-year-old David Wiedert in 1980 killed Michael Morganti to cover up a $500 burglary. Morganti was his lookout in the burglary. Fresno County District Attorney Lisa Schmittkamp on Fox News says Governor Newsom should be ashamed.
The Board of Prisons, three times in a row, and this time also, they produced no information at all. In fact, the reason that Governor Brown twice and Governor Newsom once blocked the parole of this man, he has not accepted responsibility. He has not shown any remorse. And he has done nothing in prison other than not get in trouble. So he's had no rules violations, but he hasn't progressed. He hasn't accepted responsibility. He is not remorseful for this crime still to this day. And the fact that they could think, and Governor Newsom could think, that it is appropriate to let a man out of custody who took a de- developmentally disabled boy, took him, beat him, made him dig his own grave, stabbed him, beat him, put him in a grave, and buried him alive. When this young man, the autopsy was done, there was dirt in his lungs, which gives us the indication and the evidence that he was buried alive. It's one of the most heinous crimes we've ever seen in Fresno. And the fact that this man is walking free is despicable, and Gavin Newsom should be ashamed of himself.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Hey, it's not going to be easy with all this hypocrisy flying around. I like what Gary Bauer had pointed out. You know, he asked, well, are we peasants, serfs, or even worse? Maybe even slaves, huh? Of course we aren't. But our leftist leaders increasingly act like we are. You probably noticed Barack Obama went ahead and had his big birthday bash in Martha's Vineyard, right? Maybe not the 800, 900 people or so, but there were still hundreds of people who attended. I mean, hey, it's okay for him. They ended up partying under a big tent with poor ventilation. Of course, no one wearing a mask, oh, by the way. And when the event came for criticism, there were several I love this line. Several media commentators pushed back by saying Obama and his guests are sophisticated people. Hey, Rick Manning, did you know that if you're sophisticated, I guess that you know, the Delta variant cannot attack sophisticated people.
You know, I think that encapsulates the entire left versus right view of the world.
Yeah.
The you know, it's ironic that the left continually, you know, pretends that they are for the little guy, but the truth is, they are the elitists who believe the rules. They'll set up rules for the rest of us. They don't believe it should apply to them.
Yeah, for thee, not for me.
And then when they're called on it, they say, well, you know, we're sophisticated. We know, you know, social distancing, except for they weren't social distancing.
Of course.
We know about masks, except they weren't wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the exact example of why the rest of America is saying, is really questioning the entirety of the everything the CDC says, because the elites that try to force this upon it don't use it.
Exactly.
And I know this isn't the Obama thing, but AOC did an event on the Capitol grounds the other day. And, you know, she's sitting there dutifully wearing her mask. She puts it on, like, right before the cameras start rolling. And within 1 minute of the camera, the picture being taken, she had the mask off and she's chatting and laughing with people, you know, all sitting within like 4 inches of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't tell the rest of us that we have to make ourselves uncomfortable and create and go out of our way if you're not willing to do so yourself. And that's the hypocrisy we keep saying. And when Joe Biden complains about people not following the rules, well, he needs to look in the mirror.
Yeah, without a doubt. Rashida Tlaib, another example. We're talking the anti-Semitic congresswoman from Michigan. She attacks Rand Paul for asking questions about the Biden administration's COVID strategy, demands he stop playing politics with COVID. She made her point while wearing not one, Rick, but two masks. And then we catch her on video at a big wedding dancing. You may have seen this video. Unmasked.
Right.
She's in a crowded ballroom full of other unmasked people. I mean, the hypocrisy is so rich. I mean, this is, you know, and I believe the American people are waking up to how they wasted their vote. They voted these people into office. They're obliterating our country at every turn. And the arrogance is, it's sickening. And if people allow the left to control our government ever again, well, then, look, at you deserve the results. Barack Obama said when he, on that inauguration, that first inauguration night in his speech, we are fundamentally going to transform America. And some of us said, fundamentally change it to what? And we're finding out that whatever he couldn't finish in 8 years, Joe Biden, Obama 2.0 fundamental transformation is in full swing.
No, that's absolutely true. And the thing that irritates me more than anything is that 19 Senate Republicans voted to allow that transformation to accelerate.
Yes.
When they voted for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And, Bill, the reason that that bill, you know, they spend a lot of money all the time, okay?
Right.
And they spend it on really bad things. But the reason that bill matters is because everybody knows Joe Biden told them 2 hours after he did the Rose Garden press conference with the Republican senators that that bill does not become law until an additional $3.5 trillion spend becomes law. And a lot of the stuff that's the things you would say, you can't do that, and the Republicans would throw a hissy fit over.
Right.
Because in the $3.5 trillion bill, which the Democrats will be able to pass or think they're going to be able to pass without a single Republican vote because of the process called budget reconciliation, where the majority can use, if they've got, you know, if they've got 50 votes, 51 votes, they can pass a budget bill without any help from the minority.
Mm-hmm.
That is why. And every Republican vote for the infrastructure bill knew that was happening. They still voted for it. And now, as a result, they're looking down the barrel of not the actual fundamental transformation being funded by laws that Congress passes. And what people don't realize, they get frustrated because, you know, we play the game for the presidency all the time. And we never seem to be able to get anything through Congress. Well, the changes in the law they're making, that they're proposing to make, are changes which will allow the Biden administration for the next 3.5 years, the regulators to go nuts in terms of strangling the fossil fuel industry, in terms of strangling the energy producers in this country, the actual job creators in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to enable the destruction of the energy industry from the regulators. And when we get back in charge in 2022 or 2023, and then, you know, can't do anything until the presidency, so then 2025, and then we won't be able to do anything because of the filibuster. The fact is the underlying law, we will not be able to change the regulations because they will actually be supported by the law that was passed by Congress. And that is why what these Republicans just did is really inexcusable.
Right.
Because they knew what they were doing.
Well, like they needed an example. I mean, we've been going this, you know, through this because with Obamacare, right? I mean, this is the same playbook, right? So what's the difference here? And look what we've been trying to replace, you know, get it out of there and replace it. And that didn't happen, short of one vote. Thank you very much, John McCain. But even still, it's just you're exactly right. This is the playbook the Democrats move on, and Republicans act like they're surprised. What's all that about?
I just wish that the Republicans agreed with their campaign brochures the way the Democrats agree with theirs.
Yeah.
You know, the challenge that the Republicans have when they're in charge. Is you have Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, you have Susan Collins, you have John McCain when he was there, you'll have, you know, you've got
Mitt Romney,
Ben Sasse from Nebraska, Mitt Romney. And, you know, all those guys are not going to allow you to do anything that rolls back bad stuff. And so, as a result, what you end up with is whenever the Republicans take charge, it's, oh, nothing more bad's going to happen from here. But the incredible damage done when the Democrats are in charge is you can't fix. And that's the challenge. That's why we have to hold them accountable. And that's why we have to fight like crazy to make sure that this budget reconciliation doesn't pass.
Exactly. We've got more from Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-9 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today. ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In 1946, Reverend Charlie Byer stepped up to the mic to share the gospel via the Gospel Tide Hour radio show. Listen to what Charlie said back then.
We believe that the gospel is able to save the sinner, to heal the sick, and to sanctify the believer.
Fast forward 75 years, and the power of the gospel to change lives has not diminished. We believe that the gospel is relevant in every language and can transform the lives of all people, regardless of their cultural or ethnic identity or where they live. That's why the Tide Ministry now shares the gospel in 30 different languages on 3 continents and has a vision to keep expanding until the whole world experiences the power of the gospel of Christ. To learn how you can help the Tide Ministry continue sharing the good news of Christ around the globe and impact even more people over the next 75 years, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Pretty crazy stuff, huh? This is your country, and they're doing it to us, doing it to each one of us. That, I mean, the boldness and arrogance that's being exercised by the Biden administration, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer is beyond the pale. $30 trillion in debt, and hey, let's just pile it on. And yes, we needed some infrastructure, but I liked what Donald Trump had proposed earlier, and that was getting, you know, private industry involved. But now the Democrats feel like, you know, it should be paid by the taxpayers. What? I mean, here, you know, because, you know, Donald Trump came up with that idea. If Donald Trump had not come up with that idea, maybe we'd be looking at some corporate involvement with infrastructure. And I mean, real infrastructure, not the new Green Deal infrastructure that's going to be wrapped up into this reconciliation bill. We're talking with the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Rick, just to put a bow on this stuff, you know, look at. The Democrats have made it clear we've got, we're beyond the fundamental transformation. We are in the transformation of this once great country of ours. And until the people, we the people, can get their hands back on the government, and anybody along the way that was willing to accept Democratic policies and policymakers, I mean, they've got to wake up to this. I mean, you know, you even got Bill Maher realizing that this stuff is going south and that it's untenable.
Yeah, well, it's we're really seeing a split in terms of on the left. There are about 10% of the people on the left who are like national security left. They are, mm-hmm. they believe in secure America. We may disagree on social issues, but by and large, but in terms of believing in the principle of America, they believe in it. Mm-hmm. And Bill Maher is showing to be one of those people. The people who have to wake up, and this is just very simple, and these people, your listeners, people who are listening right now, can do something about. Mm-hmm. Republican senators and Republican members of Congress need to understand a simple thing. This isn't 1985. Okay. You're not going to do a deal with the Democrats that reaches across party lines because we're all on the same side and kumbaya. Mm-hmm. The Democrats are out to destroy the country. The mm-hmm. Democrats are out to try to make certain that Republicans can never win again by changing the election rules. They're playing cage match, you know, MMA fighting, mm-hmm. and we're playing 1900s Marcus of Queensberry fighting because our Senate Republicans, it was
more than Freudian, ladies and gentlemen, but that's okay. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, our Senate Republicans in particular have not figured out that these people across the aisle are not, that collegiality of the past is over. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a simple example, and this won't make much news, but it happened last night. There was the Democrats in the committee that has the election law that they're trying to pass in it, S1. Mm-hmm. They had a committee meeting pretty late at night, and one of the Republicans on the Senate committee, I don't know who, didn't show up. And as a result, they moved to take S1, the crazy election right. change bill, and move it to the floor with positive vote. Now, in a collegial society, they say, no, we're not going to do that because it is because
one of our colleagues is not represented.
Yeah, one of our covers is sick or whatever. Mm-hmm. They used to pair votes. So a Democrat would not vote and pair it with a Republican who couldn't be there or vice versa because they were trying, because there was a rules of the game. There was a civility and a rules to the game. That doesn't exist anymore. The Democrats see that they've got the knife at the country's throat and they are using it, and the Republicans are pretending they're living in a different world.
Right.
They have to hear from people. And listeners, you can have an impact. Even if the Republicans have been voting right, we have to light them up. So they are explaining to their colleagues in the cloakroom that they're getting lit up because their colleagues voted to move forward with a bill that will cost $4.7 trillion and will have things in it that include amnesty, include a whole variety of things that are just an anathema to this country. Mm-hmm. And it'll be those Republicans' fault that it happened.
Exactly.
And we just have to light them up.
We're going to be lucky if it's $4 trillion, Rick. I mean, the estimation, this is just going to be $5, $6 trillion before it's over.
If you do the 1.2 and you add in the 3.5, you're 4.7, and that's before they vote on the budget. right. for the country and what they're actually going to do in terms of spending for 2022. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to end up with about $6 trillion worth of debt out of this next month of September. Yeah. And,
well, Rick, the thing that's driving me nuts, Rick Manning is with us, president of Americans for Limited Government. Getliberty.org is the website, by the way. You know, what's been driving me nuts, Rick, and I've been saying this from day one, I've been in business most of my life, and people who win are people who understand what their mission is. There's a clear objective. And we've been saying for a long time the Republican Party has lacked a vision. They let go of that vision that Donald Trump laid out before that, Reagan, others, that was real clear what the marching orders were. Even with the contract with America with Newt Gingrich and what's, you know, congealed the Republican Party during the Clinton years. And Bill Clinton ought to thank Newt Gingrich to this day, because what they did is they really, you know, helped Clinton outside of the damage he did to himself. But they helped the administration and the American people with the contract with America. There was a clear vision. The Republicans don't seem to have that clear vision, whereas, as you said, quite the opposite with Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and Schumer. Here are the marching orders, and thou shalt not deviate. If you deviate, you're not going to get elected. You're not going to get reelected. So we're just going to give it to you real simple. So they have learned that there must be compliance. So, you know, they figure, hey, what's good for them is good for everybody else. So they want the entire nation to comply. There's no contention. You can't argue. I mean, there's situations here now where people are so boldly making statements, Rick, that forget about the First Amendment. There's no dissension anymore. If you have dissension, you're out of here. I don't care if you're on a school board, a school teacher, if you're an ICE officer, right on down the line. And this is all being promoted by one side of our government. And it's the Democrats that are doing this, Rick.
100% correct. And, you know, we were scheduled, and I'll throw in this one little piece because it's would be what people will say is a counterfactual to that, but I think it actually flows right along with it. You know, the announcement that Cuomo is going to resign, mm-hmm. a lot of people are going to say, see, the Democrats take care of their own in terms of when there's a, you know, they clean up their own mess. And that
except in Virginia and other places, but, you know, that's another story.
That's also exactly opposite of what actually happened. Mm-hmm. The reason Cuomo had resigned is because his expiration date was up. There were too many long knives who wanted his job. He had made too many enemies, and on the national level, he was a threat to whoever Biden, assuming Biden doesn't run, to whoever Biden would want to be president, mm-hmm. and to Kamala Harris's push to be president in 2024. Cuomo was their number one threat in a primary, mm-hmm. and now he's been taken out.
Right.
This is akin to taking, you know, you're an ally with somebody. This is mob stuff. You know, they work together on one thing, but then one of them becomes a threat, and that person gets taken out because they're a threat to the main mob bosses.
Exactly.
That's all that happened. It had nothing to do with the issues at hand. If they'd actually wanted to be outraged about something, they'd been outraged by the thousands of senior citizens that were killed because of his efforts. Mm-hmm. Instead, and if we want to believe that they really are concerned about sexual harassment, ask Tara Reid.
Exactly.
The person who was assaulted by Joe Biden.
Say her name. Tara Reid.
Reid.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're spot on here, Rick. I mean, this is all, you know, a political wrangling that is taking place. And, you know, and you think, oh, they're so sensitive about the hashtag movement, but yet they step over 15,000 bodies, seniors, innocent seniors, because of the incredible lack of leadership by this governor. What a mess. I mean, he's so incompetent. Unbelievable. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Limited Government. Tell them the website again, Rick, where they can go for more information to get activated. We gotta plug you in and get you activated, ladies and gentlemen.
Go to dailytorch.com. Click on the article regarding the Senate vote, and there's an action page right there. Do it.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo will be gone in 2 weeks. He's stepping down after the facts that the New York Attorney General's office showed Cuomo sexually harassed nearly a dozen women, retaliated against whistleblowers, and created a toxic workplace environment. Fellow Democrat President Biden had kind words for Cuomo's job performance.
He's done a hell of a job. And, both on everything from access to voting, to infrastructure, to a whole range of things. That's why it's so sad.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will replace Cuomo until the midterm elections in 2022. On Tuesday, international seafood company Greek Seafood leaked nearly 4,000 gallons of chlorine into a Norway fjord, killing approximately 96,000 fish. Local police said the leaked chlorine had already flowed into the Atlantic Ocean and that emergency services were investigating the cause. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That $1.3 trillion infrastructure fiasco of a bill that's going to, that's the door opener to this Green Deal that is being thrust upon us. And you say, what are the Democrats thinking? Well, we know what they're thinking. But the other question is, where are the Republicans? I mean, they're MIA on this stuff. And did they get played? Let me tell you. Tea Party Patriots Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington, Bill Pascoe, joins us now. Hey, Bill, how are we doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm $1.2 trillion agog this morning.
Yeah, I you're equally frustrated with me, and it's for me it's $1.3 trillion with inflation, and looking forward to another $3.5 trillion that probably before the dust settles all told we're probably talking over $6 trillion of indebtedness and that they have thrust upon our grand, forget about our kids, our, it's now into our grandkids, and they're going after our great grandkids, Bill.
And let's be clear on something. For years, we have wrongly asserted that what we're doing is borrowing from future generations. We're not borrowing from anybody. Borrowing is when I ask somebody, hey, do you have $100 to lend me? Do you have $1,000 to lend me? Do you have $1 trillion to lend me? And the other person gets to say yes or no.
Exactly.
Nobody's asking our kids and our grandkids if they mind if we spend all this money. We're just sending them the bill. You know what that is? That's called theft.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. We're taking money from them without bothering to get their permission in the first place. That's called theft in every state in the union. It's illegal. It's a crime. And the Congress has been doing it for decades. It's time to stop.
Without a doubt. And the thing is that we're not getting any help whatsoever from, you know, the legacy media and others that should be pointing out of that $1.3 trillion infrastructure bill that was introduced, how much of it really is for infrastructure and how much is for, you know, another boondoggle of bureaucracy?
You know, I've seen two different estimates. One says 9% of the $1.2 trillion is going to be spent on infrastructure. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, which is typically, they are the green eye shade guys. These are the guys who investigate every last page of a 2,702-page spending bill and figure out exactly what it's going to do. They say that 23% of the bill actually goes to fund what we would call infrastructure. But either way, you're talking about 80 to 90% of this money just being wasted on socialist wish list spending priorities that nobody voted for. And you know how we know nobody voted for it? Because Bernie Sanders, the chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, the guy who put these two spending bills together, Bernie Sanders ran for the Democratic nomination for president not once, but twice. He lost both times. Bernie Sanders could not win an election when the electorate was limited to Democrats. That's how badly he was rejected. And yet he's now the guy who's writing the budget blueprint that we're voting for. It's amazing to me.
Right.
It's absolutely stunning.
Well, that was the deal that was made, you know, that opened up the door in South Carolina for Joe Biden to end up with the nomination. That was the deal, you know. So yes, it doesn't surprise me because that was fixed. And then, of course, once we went through this election fiasco and still are scratching our heads and saying, Joe Biden? He's the president? Wow, you know.
Let's do something useful for your listeners this morning, because we're talking about these numbers, $1 trillion. Nobody can understand what $1 trillion is. A trillion is a million million. Mm-hmm. A trillion is one followed by 12 zeros. But that's such a big number, you really have no idea. So let's put government spending in terms of a family's budget. The median family income last year in this country was about $69,000. Okay? $69,000. That's what a family makes, median income. To put government spending in context, imagine that family spent $132,000 last year. They had income of $69,000, but they spent $132,000. So they put $63,000 on the family credit card. But wait. They didn't just put $63,000 on the family credit card. The family credit card already had $541,000 worth of debt. That's what it breaks down to for every family in this country. That's what the debt is right now. A child born today owes $66,000 to the federal government. By the time that child is 18, that debt is going to be $111,000 for every man, woman, and child in this country.
And you thought you overpaid for your tuition, your college tuition, right?
Yeah.
So even before you look at that, right?
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the world. Here's a $66,000 bill. Will that be cash or will you be putting that on the family credit card?
Right. Well, why not? I've already got 500 and some thousand on the family credit card. So what's another 66,000, right? I mean, this is how insidious and how insane this kind of thinking is. Meanwhile, you know, hey, we'll just keep printing money.
You know, Margaret Thatcher, the former Prime Minister of Great Britain, had the world's best line about the problem with socialism. The problem with socialism, she said, is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. And that's what, you know, that's what people in Washington are doing. They're great at spending other people's money. They won't spend their own money. They build in all kinds of perks for themselves. You know, they live according to rules for thee, but not for me.
Exactly. Mask included, COVID regulations included, all that. Yes, exactly.
That's right, but not when it comes to spending other people's money. They're really, really, really good at that. Now, the interesting thing.
Bill, let me interrupt you just a second in talking about this, because this is driving me nuts, and I keep saying this. The Democrats use the Treasury to. This is vote buying. They're buying votes with all this,
And you hear Joe Biden. Well, we got all these, and he was real specific to say several times in his speech the other day, we got all these union jobs we're creating.
Right.
I'll tell you what, everyday Americans, the forgotten man, they don't want to hear about union jobs. I'm sorry, Joe. You know, but that, go ahead.
We've got 10 million job openings right now. We got 9 million people who are unemployed. I'm trying to figure out, wait a minute, it's not the reverse. There's mm-hmm. there's more than one job available for every unemployed person in the country, and yet they're not taking it. What's going on there? I'll tell you what's going on. We've been paying for more than a year now. We've been paying an extra $300 a week on top of the unemployment benefits that people get from their state government. Mm-hmm. And that varies from state to state. Some states are more generous than others. But on top of that, from the federal taxpayer, we're paying an additional $300 a week to everybody so they can not go back to work if they want. And I can tell you, I've talked to small business owners who just tell me flat out, I'm sorry, you know, service in the restaurant mm-hmm. tonight is slow because I don't have enough waiters on staff tonight.
Right.
I don't have enough waiters on staff because I can't get them to come back to work. My regular crew won't come back to work because they make more money by sitting mm-hmm. at home
exactly.
watching television and getting this extra benefit.
Yeah,
and I'm scratching my head.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the reality. And the Biden administration, they cannot connect the dots. That is like the wrong gospel, wrong church. You got to be kidding me. This is so commonsensical. I mean, and these restaurant owners, they offered, you know, even two times over minimum wage to get these people off the couch and back in the restaurant to help them out. Nope. Ain't gonna happen. And then you tell Joe Biden, well, people aren't coming back to work because you're paying them to stay home. Well, they better not. They better be looking for, like, what? You're gonna do something about it?
Yeah, trust me. People, you would think that even Democrats would understand the profit motive and what motivates people to work. If you can make more money by staying at home and not working, there are going to be an awful lot of people who choose to stay at home and not work.
Exactly.
They're motivated by the profit incentive. They'll actually put more money in their wallet.
Right.
Terrible.
And the sad part of that, Bill Pasco, is that they are rendering themselves inefficient because our brain is a muscle. It needs to be exercised. You think you put it on the couch for a year and you think you're going to go back to work and be operating at the same level of efficiency that you were a year ago? Boy, you're in for a rude awakening. And I think that employers and employee alike are going to end up paying the price for this. Well, and of course, those of us who count on their services will also pay that price. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director, TPP Mans in Washington. And Bill, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show. You take care. Have a great day, my friend.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. It's back to school season, and according to new research conducted by one poll for Office Depot, 3/4 of America's teachers are more worried than ever over how prepared their students will be for school this fall. This survey of both parents of school-age children and K-12 teachers found anxiety is higher than it's ever been. However, 79% of today's parents say having the right supplies will help their child feel confident when they return to school. That's why Office Depot is committed to making going back to school as easy as ever. Save up to 55% off their best-selling school supplies in-store and online through Saturday, September 25th. Teachers can enroll in Office Depot's rewards program for even more discounts. Plus, there are weekly online deals at OfficeDepot.com every week until Saturday, September 4th. Shopping for everyone is more flexible this year with 30-minute in-store and curbside pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services. Visit Office Depot online or in-store today.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, look, we're all sharing our frustration this morning, and we don't blame you, but, you know, this is all part of experience, as I tell my kids all the time. It defines preference, and maybe when you just get fed up enough as you watch the irresponsible spending of your money. And as Bill Pasco said, it's not like they're asking us or asking our grandkids. They're just doing, I mean, this is legislative theft, ladies and gentlemen. This is what comes, and this is why you're so irritated. And I don't blame you for that. I mean, because they want you to believe, just like with Obamacare. Remember, it was filled with all kinds of unintended consequences and whatever, 2,700 pages they didn't read anyway. And if you tried to read it, I don't know if you ever did, your head would explode. I want to bring on Vance Ginn right now. Dr. Ginn is a chief economist at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Dr. Ginn, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, as I was laying out to the audience here, I mean, this theft that is taking place, and people are being told by, you know, I don't care if it's COVID or anything that comes from the government, this is why we're losing faith and trust in these institutions, because they continue to just, I don't even want to say misrepresent anymore, because they know better. I mean, they're flat out lying to us, and I guess this is what it comes down to. And, for me and our audience, Vance, we're all just getting increasingly frustrated over all the lies. You know, can anybody just tell the truth anymore?
Well, you're right that institutions matter, and unfortunately there is a lot of distrust out there for our institutions, and rightfully so. I mean, the things that are happening in Congress are maddening, and they're also maddening not only just for us today but for future generations to come, because the massive amounts of spending that's going on, the national debt, are leading us to insolvency and a debt crisis that we haven't seen before. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem like there's any end to it, because many times even the Republicans are jumping on board.
Well, exactly. I agree. I mean, this is a bipartisan condition. This isn't just relegated to the Democrats, sadly, as evidenced by this vote last night from the Republicans. It's like, wait a minute. Joe Biden told you exactly what was going to come in, and you were not voting for a $1.3 trillion, bill. It was going to be over $6 trillion and counting, because, you know, the Democrats, just as bad as they are at counting votes, they can't seem to count the people's money either.
Well, that's a great way to put it, and you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, when you look at the amount of spending on those two bills, the quote-unquote infrastructure bill, the first one, around $1 trillion, a little over $1 trillion, that only had about less than 10% of it was actually infrastructure, which we would consider infrastructure as roads and bridges. The rest was a green energy boondoggle and just a waste of money. Then you've got another $5 trillion at what they call a quote-unquote human infrastructure bill, whatever that means, right, which is really just more dependency on the federal government. That $6 trillion is more than every other country's economy except for the United States and China. That's how much we're talking about in the massive spending that's going out here with these just these two bills.
Well, look at you only have yourself to blame, ladies and gentlemen. You can look in the mirror, and our votes is what put the Democrats in control, which is amazing to me because here we were. We had a vibrant economy. Yes, we're attacked by this pandemic, and we all understand what we're dealing with there. And somehow the country decides that, you know, being energy independent, having national security, you know, maybe even Middle East peace on the brink, all these good things that were happening, and the country, you know, just in lockstep said, no, we don't think so. You know, energy independence, what a waste of time. You know, we don't need that. We're not paying enough for gasoline anyway. So what? Yeah. You know, so let's just throw that aside and let's bring in the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and open up the vault so they can take care of all their friends and buy more votes. This is a brilliant concept. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a great point. So I had the privilege of serving President Trump as the chief economist of the Office of Management and Budget for a year. And what we were really looking at was how do we stop hindering the oil and gas production and allow for independence, right, here in the United States, where we were actually exporting more things and all these great things. And, you know, the Biden administration has started to hinder and roll things back in the Keystone XL pipeline and all this other nonsense that they're doing. And, you know, today I was just reading in the Wall Street Journal before I got on the call is that the White House is now calling for OPEC to increase oil production because there's not enough oil given that things are coming back online after the pandemic. Well, I got a better idea for you, Biden administration. Stop doing what you're doing and allow domestic production to grow again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you know, whether we're talking the border, whether we're talking energy, you know, they've gotten more in the way and they've hurt more than helped. That's clear that this is what their policies are doing. But yet what they put out there in their talking points, Dr. Ginn, is just a flat out lie. It's just a flat out deception. And they're giving false hope to people. But, you know, they're starting to wake up. I mean, even to the point when you got Bill Maher, who's, you know, the poster child for wokeism, he suddenly, I don't know, maybe something, you gave him a red pill and he, you know, counteracted all the propaganda and stuff that he's been dealing with and been satiated with, you know, woke up and said, wait a minute, this is not good. You know, we're actually killing life here is what we're doing en masse, in so many words.
Well, that's right. And I mean, you look, the unemployment rate has come down across the country, but there's still many people that are on the sidelines. And it's been good that the number of states, mostly red states, have started to roll back those enhanced unemployment bonuses of $300 a week by the federal government. But that should be done across the country. I mean, really what we need is a return to normal. When you think about returning to normal in policy, not all this other trillions of dollars of bills that are going out the door, but also return to work. Work
exactly.
Should be really where we get the dignity from and not more dependency on government.
Well, Dr. Ginn, my question has been from day one, and I've been in marketing most of my life, and I understand this stuff, probably maybe more than I need to, but what the government seems to be overlooking is, first of all, yeah, I mean, they talk a lot about people just sitting, you know, playing video games and taking advantage of the government. I don't know what the percentage is, but I know there's a percentage of people that, in a sense, are double dipping. They got this extra money from the government. Thank you very much. They're working under the table. And now we're back into the era of Barack Obama that promoted this black industry, this money that was being paid under the table that wasn't taxable, that, you know, has been a windfall profit, you know, for a certain level of the labor force. Now, when Donald Trump came into play, that started just by natural inertia, just like you said, good policies. They said, oh, good jobs now. Hey, look, at I'm going to go there. I'm going to, you know, have my insurance. I'm going to have my benefits taken care of, 401k, all that good stuff. I'm going back to work. That's a positive deal. But it takes something like that to cause them to let go of this dark money that is unaccounted for. But yet it's part of what's, you know, contributing to this downside and this downside pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it really is. One of the key lessons, I'm an economist, right? So one of the key lessons in economics is that trade-offs matter. Yes. And if you have these trade-offs of, well, do I want to work or do I want to take these other funds, whether it be quote-unquote stimulus checks that went out or unemployment benefits or other sort of welfare types of programs that are going out to people, many people will choose those programs instead of going to work. Yes. I mean, it's simple economics. And so we need to get back to a place where the choice is to go to work. And that is really where you increase productivity. Because one of the things that I'm worried about here is the longer term effects of people sitting on the sidelines, and they may not all be playing video games to your point, right? But if they're not out of the work, if they're out of the workforce for a longer period of time, that reduces their productivity and
without a doubt
to negotiate higher wages over time.
Exactly, because our brain is a muscle. It needs to be exercised. It gets lazy, and we miss things. You know, the firing pins in our mind start to slow down, and, you know, then we start catching up with Joe Biden. That's scary.
Yep, that's right.
No, good point.
Exactly.
And this is what we have to look to, and this is what I've been concerned about. And, of course, Donald Trump said the same thing. Do not let the disease be worse than the cure. And this is what or the cure be worse than the disease. And this is what's happened. I mean, all these unintended consequences that some people don't consider. Okay, well, I'll take some time off and the whole deal. But I'll tell you, some of these people that are coming back are realizing it's a little bit tougher. I mean, they're a couple of steps behind. And when you're used to operating, and this is an individual psychological evaluation. People go back to work and they go, gosh, you know, Vance, I'm not on all cylinders yet. I don't know what it is. And I got to tell you, one time I went on vacation, kind of an anecdotal side story, and what kind of opened my eyes, and this was years ago. I went on a vacation to Hawaii, and I was gone for a week. And I don't know, there's just something about Hawaii. A friend of mine said, well, there's a spirit of, you know, lackadaisicalness or laziness in Hawaii. I don't know about that, but I can tell you, I had never had this effect before. It took me almost 3 weeks. I'm just constantly talking to myself, Vance, come on, Bill, what are you doing? You know, you've got your energy level is down. I was so affected by that vacation, and it was only a week that I was gone. I got grandkids now in Hawaii, and that doesn't, you know, it doesn't bother me anymore because I keep working even when I'm in Hawaii.
Yeah.
But I noticed that dynamic, and so when this was coming down, I was concerned for our labor force, for people. It's like, well, you don't even realize what you're expending and what you're losing here.
Yes, yes. Great point. I share that, too, whenever I go on vacation.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, one of the other things that I'm really concerned about as well, which goes along with this, is the future workforce. You know, the kids that have been harmed during this period from shutdowns of schools and masks, and some of this may be good as more people go to homeschool and private school and not at public schools, but still there is some changes that are going to happen, but also the amount of depression. There was a McKinsey study out here recently that said that the shutdowns could reduce income for kids of up to $60,000.
Yes. Exactly. I saw that.
Price tag to that? Mm-hmm. You saw that? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, but I think that's just a lower bound. I think it could actually be much greater than that, given that many people still want to keep things shut down. They want to mandate masks for kids in schools and other things whenever the science and the evidence just isn't there to support it.
Well, Dr. Ginn, thank you so much for coming on. Keep fighting the good fight, and you're always welcome here. He's the chief economist at Texas Public Policy Foundation, Dr. Vance Ginn. Thank you. Take care, Vance.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.